Welcome back, Wheel of SNES. Premise of the podcast, if you don't know, is we rank Super Nintendo games against each other. But we don't pick the games. We let a randomizer wheel. So we don't just say, hey, we played Star Fox and Super Metroid. Yeah, you know, we played Untouchables. We have played Star Fox, ironically. But we play We Live by the Wheel, We Die by the Wheel.
Yep, we don't get to choose the game. The game chooses us.
That's it. Game knows game, I guess. Game I don't knows know. Game. So this is going to be confusing, Josh. It's Season 6, Episode 4, which is Episode
64,
but we had a two-parter of Kirby, so it's technically 65, yep. But we're going to go with 64 for argument. I tried to title the second Kirby as 63B, and it would not. It just said, hey, it's 64, so we'll correct it later on.
We'll try it. We'll
yeah. Maybe this is 64, by God.
Maybe you should have put 63.5.
I tried that too. It did not. It just said, give me round numbers, you idiots. And I said, okay.
So you couldn't do 63 space B?
Correct. I could not.
You couldn't do 63B?
No.
Underscore B?
No.
Star B?
No. No special characters. I tried everything, Josh. I was over here like, damn. I felt like damn Samuel L. Jackson on fucking Jurassic Park, just hammering out lines of code, trying to get it to say 63.5 with the damn cigarette dangling from my mouth before I get eaten by a goddamn velociraptor, and it just did not happen. So,
and what it was doing was,
That is good. That is good. All right. So we got a Nickelodeon property this week. We got Rocco's Modern Life, Spunky's Dangerous Day. Not gonna lie, Rocco was a little after my time.
Rocco was during my time, and I still didn't like it.
Probably the last cartoon that I recall really liking was the Ren and Stimpy's. Duckman was okay. That's a weird Comedy Central one, I'm pretty sure.
I thought you were talking about Darkwing Duck.
Fire, too.
Yeah, right Darkwing Duck was the shit.
I was bought a Darkwing Duck Nintendo Power today just because it was like, I could get down on some damn the duck. all right. So before we get any farther, let me read the back of the box for you, Josh. Hang on, let me blow it up because my old ass eyes. Nickelodeon's Rocco's Modern Life. Spunky's Dangerous Day. Spunky. Spunky. Spunky! Look out! You've got to help me with Spunky, mate. He's on the loose in O-Town, and he's got a knack for getting into trouble. O-Town can be a dangerous place filled with tons of puzzling pitfalls. Own at Rockaway Beach will protect Spunky from one-eyed pelicans, crusty crabs, and other dangerous sea creatures. True fun in the sun. Steel-jawed, steam-belching contraptions threaten Spunky over the hill o' stench garbage dump. I hope you're quick-minded. Throughout the neighborhood, we'll follow Spunky from treacherous treehouses to dingy basements, keeping him out of danger. Are you ready to face the big heads? Finally, we'll outsmart wild washing machines, tricky lint traps, and grungy grops to rescue Spunky from the depths of Laundryland. Please help Spunky survive the spin cycle. The only rest we'll get is when Spunky lies down here for a nice, quiet Spunky. Hey, Spunky. One that blazes? Spunky. That's a horrible back of the fucking
box. It's a terrible.
And look at this. This is what I couldn't figure out where it says, Elm at Rockaway. That's a fucking D right there. I thought that was like a goddamn steak or something right there. A piece of country ham, maybe. Okay. Back of the box does not make me want to play this game. Just going to be full transparency.
No.
But Rocco's Modern Life, Spunky's Dangerous Day. I'm just going to call it Rocco's. Rocco's Modern Life. I ain't going to enunciate it every time. Released in April 1994, Josh. Okay. Developed and published by Viacom New Media. So basically, when I looked at Viacom New Media, I didn't know a whole lot about it. It was basically a lot of TV acquisitions and stuff.
Oh, really?
So I think at some point, and don't hold me to it, but they went to where they acquired the Nickelodeon. They acquired like MTV and some of that. I don't know that they still own any of that shit now, but kind of makes sense. You know, they at this point owned Nickelodeon from, or they at least owned some of the broadcast rights. I don't know much about the broadcast world, so to me, they fucking owned them. Maybe they just were in bed with them. I don't know. Don't really care, to be honest. It was produced by Dave Marsh. And one thing I did figure that I would put out with Dave Marsh was he did other Super Nintendo games. So he did Rocko's Modern Life. He did Roadrunner's Death Valley Rally, Daffy Duck's Marvin Missions, and Bugs Bunny Rabbit Rampage. So pretty much if it was based off a fucking cartoon, it seemed like that was where Mr. Marsh hung his hat. It seems like
that's where he went. Huh.
So I don't really know what you would consider this type of game. It's escort slash platforming. There's platforming aspects.
Yeah.
And you got puzzle aspects.
I'd say it.
Problem solving.
It's overall, it's a problem solving game.
Yes.
That's mixed with the escort. Which makes sense now since I think about it. Because Rocko, you know what he done for a living?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess when I seen Mate that Rocko has an Australian accent or something. Because I feel like I've probably heard that.
He's a kangaroo.
He's a kangaroo?
He's supposed to be a kangaroo.
I thought he was an ugly fucking dog.
No, he's supposed to be a kangaroo.
Okay. Makes a little sense. I know there
Rocko
was a
Rocko worked for a one-on-one phone line.
Phone line?
Yes, where people would call in and have one-on-ones, conversations with you.
Like a damn suicide counselor?
No. On next to his wallpaper, it says this. Remember, be hot, be naughty, be courteous. He worked for a phone sets line.
Okay. And 1-800 number, 1-800-ROCKO.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah, it literally says one-on-one hotline. Remember to be hot, be naughty, and be courteous.
Okay.
So, yes.
So,
So that makes sense for the escort mission.
Well, you're calling in for an escort, I guess. Yeah. You did hit the nail on the head. That almost, I feel like that goes into the make it. We're not even there yet.
Nope.
But I don't know if that's a fun fact with a make it there. I did not know that.
No, fun fact is I had a cat named Spunky.
Okay.
He was fucking evil.
Well, so Spunky is the kangaroo's dog?
Yep.
Okay.
Kangaroo's pet.
Now, so if I'm going to try to summarize this plot, is basically Rocko is hanging out with Spunky, and Spunky, I don't know if he's like this in the normal cartoon, but he's completely oblivious to every fucking danger in the whole goddamn
world.
He's
an idiot.
So basically Spunky just damn takes off. As the cutscene show, I think Rocko throws a frisbee in the first stage, and he's going to go chase it, and then Rocco's like, oh shit, I got to go basically make a safe path for Spunky to navigate. You got... that's pretty much the whole aspect of Spunky don't know what the fuck's going on. And instead of just getting your damn dog and fucking putting him on a leash or doing any other thing.
This was before leash laws.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure I just grabbed my damn dog, take it back to the fucking car, and we'd leave the beach, the laundromat, or whatever. But so basically Rocko decides to change the whole world for his dog to be safe instead of taking care of his dog. It's kind of like the... Like on Billy Madison, a little puppy who lost his way. You got there and you look for that fucking dog.
Yeah.
Like, you train this goddamn dog. Don't let it just fucking walk around like this.
And just hope for that the dog comes back and sees you again. No. We are all now dumber because you use that reference to tell us how big corporate America is.
So there's four levels. The junkyard, the backyard. The beach, the junkyard, the backyard, the laundromat. Each of these levels have four stages, and instead of navigating to an exit or anything, you're trying to find a golden fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to guess the joke is just it's a dog to piss on a fire hydrant.
Probably.
I don't know. There's really a whole lot more build up for it. Is there anything that I've missed? Anything that I need to know about Rocko's? Why do you not like Rocko? So, I'm unfamiliar with him, but why do you not like him?
So, I don't like Rocko's because during that time frame, whenever I could watch it, is we had that big-ass satellite dish.
Okay.
Right? And the giant motherfucker.
Yeah, this son of a bitch could damn... tune into Neptune, man.
Yeah, pretty much. So I didn't watch Nickelodeon a lot at that time frame. I watched a lot of Cartoon Network.
Okay.
That was the beginning of my anime downfall. Because I started watching a lot more Japanese anime because Cartoon Network had Toonami. Every now and then I'd flip it over as a kid and watch Nickelodeon from time to time. But primarily on Nickelodeon, I watched like All That or the little funny sketch comedies.
Well, that's a good point you bring up because we take it for granted. That's actually a really good point. Back in the day, I had four fucking channels up until I graduated high school and my parents got the little DirecTV damn dish and they gave us like 3 months of movie channels and I couldn't fucking believe I could watch goddamn movies there.
Yeah.
This was in 99,
yeah.
You know, so this wasn't like 1974, but where we lived, we were in town where they ran cable.
Yep.
We never got Nickelodeon. That's probably why I missed out on Rocko's. Yeah. And Ren and Stimpy, I'd watch that when I'd go over to a friend's house. They'd be playing Ren and Stimpy. But it's ironic that you do mention that because I know what you mean. Buddy of my Mike, his parents had a satellite dish, and I don't know they had it was the big satellite dish.
Yeah, this son of a bitch was the size of a sedan. Like, it's fucking
huge. Like in the damn space movies where the damn satellites move. It's that.
Because whenever you turn it to a channel, depending on where you are at globally,
yes,
the fucking dish would move.
So,
like, it was fucking ridiculous.
So somehow they could see some channels. Like, it wasn't like they had a card that was programmed.
Yeah, no.
But somehow they could pick up some illegal channels. And we used to be able to watch some Ghosts in the Shell. And stuff like that. We never seen a cartoon where you had damn assassins, much less boobs or anything else.
Those weren't cartoons. Those were anime. That's
Japanimation's what we call it.
That's where my downfall went.
The show, I mean, I'm not trying to delve too big. These fucking satellite dishes are so goddamn big.
They were the size of sedans. I have
a friend that's fucking paralyzed because of one. He was riding a fucking dirt bike, got caught in a damn power slide, lost control, drove into a fucking satellite dish, and the damn pole cracked his fucking helmet. To this day, well, he's still alive. I mean, it's not like he fucking learned to walk after that, but fucking paralyzed him waist down. I
was going to say, that probably gave him cancer, too, at that point, because of...
That thing was probably humming. I ain't going to lie. All right. So, we've done talked about paraplegics.
We done made fun of them.
We've talked about Japanimation. We talked about how rough life was in the 90s.
We also talked about Rocko working as a phone sex operator.
He's a sex worker, and he's a fucking kangaroo, of all things.
Yep.
Goddamn, what is that fucking afro, man? Goddamn it, that Colt 45.
Colt 45 and two Z's.
He hops in her ass like a kangaroo. Yep. I can't remember what the fucking other
one. Baby, that's all we need. All
right, so. Sorry, I started drinking early this evening.
George was left unattended at his house. His wife went to Georgia, so George has been just slamming down brewskis.
All right, let's jump into the make it of this. Unless you have anything to add, Josh.
I'll tell you the first number one make it for this game.
Hit me with it.
I didn't beat it.
I did not beat it either. I did not care to beat it. So I felt like I was very generous on my locks. I did like the level names and the
description. They were fun.
And the description kind of told you what to do.
Yep.
So for somebody that had no idea what I was getting into, I did appreciate that. Excuse me.
There's no excuse for you.
I also got that the background. I thought the background was cool.
I like the level design.
I've never watched Rocko's Modern Life that I can recall, but it felt very Nickelodeon and very Rocko Modern Life-ish.
Yeah.
I did like, you know, I mean, in an escort game, I mean, how do you protect a fucking dog? Well, you got to be able to interact with the damn background.
Yeah, you got
to
interact
and,
with the world.
And so that was probably pretty high tech
for that type
Super
of game.
Nintendo. I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't even know if Pac-Man World was out on Super Nintendo. But that one was kind of a game where you interacted with the background.
I remember a Pac-Man World for the 64.
And there was one for GameCube, I know. I don't know if... I feel like there may
I do remember one for GameCube.
It was horrible. horrible, like every other fucking Pac-Man game I've ever played in my damn life. But it was a different take, so I gave it props. But yeah, you know, at least the backgrounds were kind of cool. You know, like, say you got to flip the damn dog up. You got a damn lawn chair. You got fucking little rafts. It was okay.
Yep. That's it. And again, the game itself was, I like the level design. By level design, I do mean like the interactive, the full level of it. As far as the game goes itself, not a huge fan, but level design was entertaining to a point. It wasn't as bad as I would thought it was going to be, but it still was not good.
Every now and then I'll run across something where I'm like, hey, I want to beat every game ever by this producer, by for the Super Nintendo. This is games like this. It's like, nope, I'm good. I don't
need to beat it.
Now, I will say that it's got a password, which is a plus.
Because that is a very good
there's plus. There's no fucking way I could sit down with patience and do 16 damn
levels like
escort this. Escort missions.
In one city.
Oh, Jesus. And I've only really got one or two more things to say. I got to say, hey, one thing that's cool is you can complete one stage a couple different ways. So you might be able to complete one way. I might be able to do it a different way. Like the very first level is an example where you can use the lawn chair and flip up
Spunky
up onto the damn little catwalk, and he can walk, or you can put him on the damn raft.
Yep.
In which I will say the heads up display was okay. I like Spunky's meter. It was kind of clever. It had a bone.
Yeah.
For me, it was constantly fucking draining because I sucked at this game. Yeah, so,
same here.
You know, it's kind of correlation. Like, there's a lot of games I suck at that I still enjoy. I really sucked at this one and I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. It was also very interesting to see that you had unlimited health. You could take as many hits as you fucking need.
You're right, because I know a lot of, especially in a lot of games with escort missions, you know, like maybe even the first person ones where it's like a damn 007 or something. Not only are you worried about their health, you're worried about your health.
Yeah.
So I did feel like they did give you an escort mission where you weren't necessarily freaking out about yourself.
You weren't hindered.
You were just like, you could get, like,
you could
getting hit didn't matter.
No.
So there wasn't like no jump scares. It was no freaking out. It was freaking out over damn little Spooger, Spunky.
Yeah, trying to make sure that he doesn't drown or some shit like that. But
Here is one, and this is my last one I've got for it, Josh. And it's probably more of like a, I don't know if you would even call it an Easter egg. But I read this, and then I went back and tried it. And it did kind of make things a little easier. So you have easy and hard mode.
Okay.
On easy, you can pause the game, and if you push left and right, you can actually scroll through the whole level and see all the obstacles.
Oh, let's see.
You get like three.
No idea.
So, like, I mean, you can literally go up. You can go to the right.
Yeah.
Now, when you play it on hard, you didn't. So, that was pretty clever.
That was pretty cool having a free camera.
I don't have anything else on my heart about making of this game.
I will say this. The music was on par with the fucking show, and I'm not a fan of it. Same with the sound effects, because I do remember that aspect of it.
Well, I guess that'll bring us over into make or break it. I kind of put the music as a break it, and not necessarily because of Rocco.
Again, I'm not a fan of the music. Don't get me any wrong. I'm just saying that they match the show.
Well, we've been very spoiled with like Captain Commando and some of the Kirby, just this season alone.
Yeah.
But we've had a pretty good run of fucking music. And this music was a step down. It wasn't horrible. It was what you would expect Nickelodeon music to be. And to me, it was kind of, I was over it.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of it.
So, just so you know, you cannot summon it Zodia with your Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Because I just went through here. You have the sealed left wrist, sealed left foot. But then you also have, I'm assuming this is Spanish, Piedra Dentro del Misterio. You have two of the right legs and two of the right, and one of the right hand in Spanish. So,
so Josh is playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, I was just wanting to see.
All right, so another thing I got in the break it is just from the startup, the start scene fucking looked horrible.
Yeah, it did.
You know, I mean, if it was an Amiga game, a 1992 game, I wouldn't beat up on it as bad.
But this was
And then when you go to like the level scene where he's like throwing the damn frisbee and shit, that was equally as bad.
Yep. It was not a good game. The graphics were not as, I mean,
I'll tell you this one thing. It was a real big break is I didn't like the fucking controls.
Oh no, the controls were ass.
So, basically you could, you could pick damn Spunky up and change directions.
Yep.
So there was platforming that could be done. And like I say, there was some levels that you had to platform and some that was optional that might have made things easier or whatever. But I didn't like the controls at all. They felt slippery. And I guess that'll bring it in here to the platforming. I said, at best, it's okay. It's yeah. not great. I don't know how many times I tried to jump on like one of them damn lawn chairs. I'd fucking miss it.
Yep.
Or he wouldn't be far enough up. And I'm like, come on, man.
It was
like, I hit this little goddamn dog with a fucking lawn chair, spit his ass over on that thing, you know?
Yeah. It seemed like a lot of it needed to be pixel perfect. And other times it didn't. There was no consistency, I don't think.
I don't like the objects that they gave me. Nope. I mean, I did think it was kind of... Probably my favorite one was Spunky's health, where he has an actual heart.
Yeah.
The bone, yeah, that was okay. That was kind of to hold him up a little bit. But, like, a lot of the objects, I didn't know what they were. Of course, I've not got an instruction book.
Yep.
L and R is the correct way to toggle them, I feel like. But, you know, even trying to pick the fucking dog up sucked. Much less trying to learn how to use the other, the shit you were picking up. I didn't like any of that aspect of it.
My whole aspect is it was fucking annoying. Every time you picked up the dog, you would get the sound, and you're like, just stop, please.
Hey, another thing is when I'm fighting people, I felt like the hitboxes were all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Was he slinging his kangaroo tail and punching? Like, yeah. I would imagine that's what a fucking kangaroo would do. But, I could hit the first guy and it'd be fine. The next guy come up and it'd just fuck me up. Yeah. Like, I'd be sitting there spamming the button, but I couldn't hit him.
It could even be the same enemy. The hitbox didn't seem like they were...
Yeah, you're right. Like, you hit one enemy, and if you let them gather up some steam and they're working their way toward you, just because you hit the button does not mean you're going to... Now, mind you, you didn't take damage, but it was annoying because it's like, I'm sitting here spamming this button.
Yeah, the hitboxes didn't seem like they were consistent.
I'm getting to my last couple. Here's some big ones. The whole game, especially for an escort game... It felt slow. The whole game felt slow.
It was bad.
It was like a whole game of not only...
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, it was just like standing there.
Yep, hurry up and wait.
Now, mind you, especially as it goes farther in, and I didn't beat the game, but like, you know, it ramps up in difficulty, so there's a lot of times where you're constantly running ahead, trying to get stuff set up. And so there's that, but it's like, what happens when you do everything correct? Like in Mario... You know, you jump, you hit the flagpole, you get some music, you get a little... You know, you're normally rewarded by what... you know, in Mega Man, you get, like, you know, the dude power blowing up or whatever. Yeah. So you get rewarded for being good. What do you do if you get everything set up for Spunky? You sit there and fucking stand around and watch him. It's like, it wasn't a very good reward for doing it. It made the game slow.
You watch him piss on a golden fire hydrant.
There was that.
That's about all you done.
I've only got one more break it, Josh.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want?
No, I mean, so far...
And I think this is going to be the big break it for 90% of the people out there. There's a few games that I don't like. I don't like specifically games. And I've not went back and played, but like, you know, I'm just going to throw this one out there, and this is probably the better of the ones I don't like. Like Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't like a lot of things where... Not only are you fighting, but you got to be stealthy when you fight.
Yeah.
Like a Ninja Gaiden or whatever. No, I just want to fucking...
Whoa!
A lot of the ninja games in general.
Like, Ninja Gaiden is all about you going there whooping ass. It's Assassin's Creed that does both.
So it's just like, I want to go in there and just go as, I want to go as a barbarian. I just want to go in there and fight, hack and slash. And I'm fine having a stealth mission. Like in Metal Gear Solid, they do that, a lot of those missions where you got to be stealth. It's not as, they mix it up enough that I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So, I don't like stealth mission games, and there's the worst part of any fucking game, in my opinion, are escort fucking missions.
Yep.
I think probably the best escort missions that I can recall that I didn't absolutely want to slip my wrist over playing was probably Nintendo 64 Blast Corps. There was some escort missions where you're trying to, well, I call it an escort mission. There's a train, and you're trying to get ahead of the train and clear out shit from the track, and it was okay. At best.
Tell you the best escort mission ever.
What?
BioShock Infinite.
I've played it, but I've not played it much. I've got like the first level and that was it.
You get in there probably about level 4 or so, and you get this, you find this woman, and you got to escort her to whatever center floating fucking city is. And the entire time, you're fighting off enemies, right? She doesn't have a health meter. She's just running around grabbing more ammo and going, hey, this will help you. Or she grabs a random fucking gun. Hey, I found this big gun here. Have it. Use it. So she is not a hindrance. She will run and leave you. But the entire time she's running around, she's literally giving you shit to use.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? This escort mission is pretty fun.
I can almost guarantee, though, that just in general, that if any of the people I know that... Personally, I said, hey, name a game that has great escort missions in it. You probably couldn't fill up one hand with them.
No.
And so instead of just having an escort, and I understand sometimes that's necessary in a game to change it up. I'm not against having an escort mission in a game.
Yep.
But there's very few games that made an escort mission that I actually like. And it's not that I actually like. I'm just going to say that was actually fun. And then you take a whole game, not even one or two levels. You make you a, take whole a
whole
game,
whole ass escort game, missions. Yeah, whole ass game.
And yeah, not a fan, not a fan at all. And you know, hey, if you're the escort mission top, buckle up. You found you, your yeah, damn.
You
goat.
Found the game.
I don't know, man. That's about all I've really got for it, Josh, on far as break it. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, you summed it up because that was my biggest break. Is I despise escort missions. They are the worst.
All right, so what we've got here, we've got a little bit of action. I got a little bit of fun facts. I've got a little bit of reviews. I feel like reviews probably come next.
Yeah.
And then we got price charting and speedruns. And the speedruns, as we were booting up here, I found a little bit of interesting fact about it. And I'll get to that a little bit more later. Electronic Games, not Electronic Gaming Monthly,
yeah,
but Electronics Games journalist Bill Kunkel called the game clever and thoughtfully designed. In 1994, I could
sure.
probably understand.
Yeah, sure.
Electronic Gaming Monthly called it a challenge for even the best players, with puzzles tricky and downright brutal in later sections.
Didn't make it that far? Sure, I'll take your word for it.
GamePro's Lawrence of Arcadia wrote that during instances where Rocco has to launch Spunky in the air, miscalculated can result in Spunky dying. Well, no shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Joe D, a game fan, said the controls had a slight learning curve, although acknowledged that Rocco seems to float a bit at first. And I agree that even though the controls are floaty, you kind of get used to them, but I'm not making an excuse to say they're good.
Yeah, no.
Elliot Fisher Hopper admitted to coming back repeatedly in spite of the learning curve with the controls. The small amount of stages was another source of disappointment. Elliot Fish, don't know what the fuck he's
yeah, dude, the small amount of stages, no, go eat a whole
Elliot
bag.
Fish is a made-up name. They paid for that one.
Yeah. Go out and eat a whole bag of dicks.
Let's do a little Rocco's Modern Life trivia here, Josh. A little fun fact.
The trivia?
It is as trivia.
So he works as a sets worker.
This game was only released in North America.
Makes sense.
The game was actually released on April Fool's Day.
Because it's a joke. Got it.
They started making this game while the TV series was in development. So they did this game in 12 months, which, you know, typically don't have a good record.
No,
you know? The names of each level are based off episodes in the series, except for Ice Cream. Ice Cream, not Ice Cream. And that's about as fun as the facts get, Josh.
But I think my five facts were better.
I did like yours. I'm kind of surprised that it was only released in North America. I guess I'm not really now.
No, because it was an American-based show. And so here's the fun fact that I know just about general broadcasting a little bit like that is apparently a lot of our cartoons that we had as children were banned in other countries for being not kid friendly. Because, I mean, look at Ren and Stimpy. That's not a kid.
Ren and Stimpy is a game that, or not a game, but it's a show that I'm scared to go back and watch because I know it's going to be completely fucking stupid. Because I'm like, if you say, hey, what's your favorite part of it? Well, I love Cinnamon Toast Man. Well, what about your favorite song? I'm like, the fucking song about Log. And I'm like, this sounds really stupid. And I'm like, I'm too scared to go back. American Gladiators, I jumped in with both feet.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy, I'm too scared to go back and watch.
I just
got positive memories of Ren and Stimpy and I'm leaving.
I'll go ahead and ruin a little bit for you already. There's an episode of Ren and Stimpy where they're in the shower with women and you can see everything.
Okay.
And they use both of them as soap.
I think I do remember that. Ironically, me as not a comic book guy, comic books that I actually purchased that I own that are probably in my eBay store right now, I have several Ren and Stimpy's. Yeah. I think I got Ren and Stimpy's like scratch and sniff comic books.
Yeah, see, and Rocko's Modern Life was the same way. Is, if I remember correctly, there were some episodes that were
a little risque.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, our kids' shows were not kid-friendly, and that's why they weren't aired over in the other areas.
Well, I'm sitting here, and as I scroll down to the bottom here, Josh, I'm looking, and I'm shook thinking where I'm going to rank this. So, I'm going to make it, before when we get to rankings, I'm going to make you rank yours first and argue where you ranked it at, because I feel like I'm torn between. I've got mine marked down,
but okay.
I don't feel good about it. Let's run over here to a little bit of speed run, Josh.
Okay. Oh, God, there's speed runs on this?
There is one speed run on easy and one speed run on hard.
Okay.
The same person owns it.
On both?
Yes.
Cool. He hates his life.
He hates Rocko's Butters. No, he loves that. He was last online 2 days ago as I pull it up here as we talk. So they're still active in the community. And he joined 6 years ago. This speed run was set 4 years ago.
Okay.
So is any percent on hard? We're going to do that. And Jesus, this dude, he played it on the original SNES cart. So there was no emulator. This motherfucker must love some Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
He's Canadian, and his name is Bissmark. Bismarck. So we're going to take this whole section is going to be sponsored by Bismarck, because that's all we got to talk about.
Yeah.
Bismarck is probably the best part of the speed run is definitely Bismarck's body of work.
Yeah.
So on hard, any percent, what do you think somebody can complete this game? This was 4 years ago. Nobody's like, you want to put your name up here for a fucking silver? All you got to do is complete the game, either on easy or hard. I think it's a testament how bad this game is that only one motherfucker has did this.
The way the game works and how slow Spunky is.
16 stages.
Yeah, 16 stages. I'm going to assume 45 minutes.
41 minutes and 44 seconds.
Okay.
And there's no way I could.
Oh, no.
On easy, do you know what Bismarck did it in?
I'm going to say 38.
Jeez, you're pretty close. 37 minutes and 23 seconds. So I'm sitting here thinking, Bismarck must really love this fucking game. So, like Facebook stalking, I click on Bismarck's name. I just want to learn a little bit about Bismarck. So we ain't heard from Lay Hulk in a hot minute. So Bismarck has, just so you know, It's got 6 speed runs from what I see now. I may be incorrect.
Are they all Nickelodeon based?
No, not necessarily.
Are they all TV show based and movies?
Some, no, but somewhat.
Okay.
So.
Or am I going to make fun of him or her?
No. No, it's just interesting.
Okay.
So, I want to, I'm like, if Bismarck's got the fortitude, the gumption to fucking finish this game, must be a boss. Let me see what else he's good at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A game that I played the fuck out of when we rented it on the NES, City Connection. He is second on one part of that speedrun, and he is first on the other two.
Okay.
So
City Connection.
And then we're set 4 years ago. It looks that like
that sounds like a simulator game.
No, what City Connection is, and this is, it's probably really fucking stupid. It's probably a really stupid game now. But so basically, you're in like a little hatchback, and you, I think the story is you stole artwork from this gallery, but as you're leaving, there's paint leaking from your car. So it's like 3 tiers of like track.
Okay.
And it's like kind of like, I can't really explain it, but as your car drives over it, the dots on the lines start becoming solid so the cops can find you.
So
you've got to cover all the roads with the paint. And it's really goofy, sounds stupid. It was fun back in like 1988.
Yeah.
Probably really stupid now, but I'm looking at that brought me back. He owns the first one on Rocco's Modern Life. So there's some popular games here. Kirby's Adventure. I would imagine there is a cubic ton of
speed runs on it.
Oh my God. What the fuck did they do on this? This is how exciting Rocco's Modern Life is.
Did someone just now complete one?
No, but the fucking speedrun, the number one person. So I'd imagine there's a lot of fucking entries on it. So they did it with any percent, which means there are glitches that can be used. 25 people have entered this. Bismarck has did it. He's 18th at 1 minute and 12 seconds. Kirby's Adventure for NES, I guess with the glitches, is owned with 39 seconds. Super Mario Brothers, they're 140th. And so that's without warps.
Just playing the game. Okay.
I would imagine, let me look, there's probably a fuck ton of people holding in. I'm not clicking through 10 screens, but I'd imagine there's a lot of fucking Super Mario warpless speed runs.
Yeah.
So 140, I would imagine, is pretty good. ActRaiser, their fourth on Super Nintendo. And Ren and Stimpy Show Time Warp, they own both the first place trophies in it, playing as Ren and Stimpy. So Bismarck, as a Canadian, loves him some goddamn Nickelodeon.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking from it.
So
he liked the very terrible shows.
He's also got linked a Twitch that I'm clicking on right now.
Oh, he's a Twitch? Okay.
Let me see what the last thing he
played. Let's see. Do I have to give him a follow on my Twitch?
It looks like he was playing. Oh, I don't think he's been on his Twitch in like 3 years.
Oh.
But he's been active 2 days ago. He logged in, but it looks like most of his speed runs, the soonest one was 3 years ago. It looked like he was playing some Joe and Mac on that as well. So anyways, Bismarck is the GOAT. There's nobody else out there that has beat him. I ain't going to say that can beat him or would want to beat him. But for all speed runs, Rocco's Modern Life, Spunky's Adventure, please go to Canada.
Yep. I agree.
I'd probably say that out of all the Nickelodeon shows, Rocco's might have been the one that you would want to give up to Canada. If you had to give one away.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
So, it's time for the prize
charting.
Josh, why do you think a loose cart of Rocco's Modern Life runs?
Man, I don't know, but I'm assuming.
I was laughing because I don't know where it would be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if cheap makes it funny. I don't know if expensive makes it more funny.
More expensive makes it fucking sickening.
I'll give you. Now, I can tell you the lowest the game ever was. And I mean, I could probably even spoil you and tell you the highest it ever was. But to me, this game's too expensive, but it's not crazy expensive.
Okay.
So, do you want me to tell you the lowest I ever sent tracked it at?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got the hiccups. Been drinking a lot of beer. In May 2011. This might not be the lowest it ever was. I'm just looking at this fucking graph. Yeah, you know, if you're going to tell me it's $2.78, eat a dick.
Yeah, I understand.
Loose in May of 2011, you could buy this game for $3.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of shit's happened.
That's still a lot of money for this game.
A lot of money. It peaked in September of 2022.
Okay.
Which, that is probably post-pandemic?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say $12.
You're low.
Fuck.
Highest that I have it is at September of 2022. It was at $32.04.
Oh God, I don't like that.
So you got it between $3 and $32.
I don't like that at all. Fuck. How about 25?
There's two sales per week.
Okay.
Which blows my mind that there's two sales
a week. Yeah, I agree.
$20.39.
Okay.
So it's reasonable, but I'll go ahead and tell you, there's way better fucking games for $20.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Let me just put this in perspective. Sorry, I'm completely distracted. You can buy a loose copy of Star Fox right now, two sales per day for $14.38. Yes, and Star Fox may not have held up as good as you remember throughout the years,
but it's still a good game.
This is way better. All right.
Granted, this
is probably because it was in '94.
Yeah.
Probably not a big production run. All right, so, you know, all bets are off. We're going to talk about a complete. You got the box. You got the manual. You got maybe even the little slips that go in there and the fucking game. What do you think that costs, Josh? I can tell you the box price and the manual price because it doesn't fucking matter.
Nope, unless it was last week's game. Then it mattered because it equaled out perfectly.
This one does not.
I figured it doesn't. I'm going to say a crisp. Very new. Hundo. $100.
You're a little bit low. You're in the vicinity.
Okay. Then add a second crisp bill to that to $120.
$111.36. Okay. Ironically, there is one sell per month of this, which just blows my fucking mind.
Okay, so you said it was $111, pretty much?
Yes. To put this in perspective, a loose cart is $20.39. A complete is $111.36. Star Fox, a loose cart, is $14.38. A complete one's $53.22. I'm getting off here and I'm buying it. If I can find a $53 Star Fox complete, I'm buying that.
Yeah. So.
So, a brand new one sealed. There's also a graded one. I can give you the price of the graded one because, you know, that don't make no sense either.
But I say, how much is the box only?
The box only is $52 even. Fuck. Two sales per year.
Okay. And the manual?
The manual have four sales per year at $15.26.
Okay, that math does not equal out whatsoever.
Yes. So, you know, technically you could go buy all this shit separately and then make a whole piece living it. Doing it.
Yeah.
If you could find it.
Yeah, you could piece it.
I gotta imagine a lot of Rocco's Modern Life got thrown directly in the fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah. All right. What is the graded copy?
A graded one. One sales per year. Probably only ever one sold. $780.
God damn it.
I do not. I can pull it up. I can tell you what it was graded, but.
So, let's see here.
There's been three sold, graded on, dear God. And on August 12th of 2013, a graded VGA 8.5 sold for $125. A, Jesus Christ. A fucking, okay. April 17th, 2024, one sold for $780.
Okay, hang on. That's 2024. That's this year.
Yes. The one in between was on January 25th of 2023. A graded copy sold for
$1,799.99. Okay.
You're fucked up, whoever bought that.
Fuck.
A new copy. So you know it's going to be less than $780.
You know, or is it going to equal 780?
It is not. I will tell you, it's somewhere between 780 and 111.
I figured that much. Thanks, George.
Well, you're welcome.
Your great help. I'm going to say 250.
You're low.
$333.
There's one sale per year. That's close enough. I'll take it. $356.
Okay.
At the end of the day, Josh, it's $20.39. If I gave you $10,
give me that money.
Yes,
give me that money. Because me being an idiot, I think I just made a fucking deal.
I think this is the type of games that make me think: do I really need to collect all the games?
Do you need the sickness? Do you need the gremlin?
And this is one of those games that if I've seen it for $2 at the junk store, I will buy it. I will. And I won't feel good about it. But
you got it for the collection.
If I did not buy it and I didn't have $2 on me, I wouldn't think in my mind as I left, I need to go home and go get $2 and come back. I'd be no, I'm good. I'm good.
I'll find it again in the wild, maybe.
I don't know that I'll be looking for it.
Or even then, what are the odds of it being sold? You might come back to that same pawn shop in a week or two and it's still going to be there.
I would probably walk in that pawn shop hoping it had been sold.
Yeah.
All right.
But again, then again, you did spend money on a complete unbox Roger Clemens.
That I did. But I feel like it was like $17.99. It was less than $20.
It was less than $20.
I'm missing the poster.
You are missing the poster, so it wasn't fully complete.
But I do have some complete SNES games on the way right now.
Yep.
Which is going to judge my pick for next week.
Okay.
I'm going to call my shot. I don't remember what all I bought.
I say, you have a you have a big box, Earthbound.
I do. But I got to pull it up here, and I will tell you. Anyways, let's get to our fucking ranking before we get to that far. So, Josh, you had Captain Commando as number one,
yep.
Kirby Superstar as number two,
yep.
Artie Lightfoot as number three.
Yep.
I put Kirby above Captain Commando, and I had Artie at number three. Where are you ranking Morocco's Modern Life? And here's my problem. Captain Commando and Kirby is way better than this.
Oh, 100%. It's just...
And Artie was really bad, and this game's really bad. So, I don't know which one is the less of the evil. So... I feel like I need convinced.
I know exactly where I'm putting mine. I'm putting mine above Artie Lightfoot. Because of a simple fact, playing Artie Lightfoot, you with that, like just the way it worked, the way Artie Lightfoot worked mechanic wise, it was better than this game. But at the same time, I think Artie Lightfoot was an overall lackluster game for what it was.
But you're saying even though Artie Lightfoot...
had better controls.
So you're saying Rocco is better than Artie
Lightfoot. Yeah, I think Rocco's a little better than Artie. Not by much. Again, those are bottom barrels, but...
Well, here's my thing is... by default... As I topped this up and it was shaking me, as we were talking about this fucking game, I was trying to figure out where I was. So I was like, I'm just going to throw it on here. So I got it on paper and I'm going to let Josh explain to me his ranking and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I got Kirby Superstar number one, Captain Commando. So the question is, what's worse, Artie Lightfoot or Rocco's Modern Life?
Yeah.
Rocco's Modern Life was bad and it's a game that I didn't care. But fucking Artie was bad too. And I put Artie above Rocco's, but... And I'm just sitting here trying to think to myself, and this is where my gut check is. If I got to play one of these, it's a desert island game, and I don't get a pick, and you get one or the other, which are you going to pick? And I don't know, because they're both bad.
They are both. I pick Rocco's, because at least there's multiple different ways for you to complete a stage.
Well, you know, and I think you've convinced me that I'm going to go with Rocco as number three, just because I think if I had, I guess the catch 22, if I had to beat one of these games and I didn't beat either of them, which would I be able to beat less painlessly?
Is Rocco.
Maybe Rocco. They're both bad.
They're both bad. They are, but...
So, I think you've got me. You gave me the answer that I want. I'm with you, even though we got Captain Commando and Kirby different.
Yeah.
Rocco is probably better than Artie Lightfoot, but we're not talking by a whole lot. They're both shitty games.
Yeah, swimming margins. And like I said, the other thing is it makes Rocco's just a little bit better for me to swallow at number three. Is because there's multiple ways to beat each stage. So, I mean, that gives you a little bit of variety into doing that.
All right, so we've settled it that way. Once again, Josh has got Captain Commando, Kirby Superstar, Rocco's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot. I have the same thing, but I got Kirby with a little bit above Captain Commando. So we're going to go to where we're I don't know if we're going to call our shot section, our predictions.
Our predictions.
So I really put myself in a box here. Because let me tell you the games that I've got on order that are CIB coming in.
Okay.
I got two. I got... Okay, well, I made the prediction. The first one I got CIB coming in is NBA Live 95. So it can't be that because
we already played that one.
I've got NHL Stanley Cup. It is not CIB. It's just a loose copy. I may actually have that CIB. It just came in the lot that I bought.
Yeah.
The other two games I have that are coming in is NBA Live 96 CIB and a loose copy of NBA Live 97. The other games are NES games. So basically, if I'm going to say, hey, it's going to be one of these three games or one of these four games, it's going to be 96, Stanley 97, Cup. Or Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with sports game in general. And if I had to narrow it down, it's going to be a basketball game.
Okay.
Just because I've got SNES games on the way.
Okay.
So, let me go ahead and put predictions.
I think I know where I'm going to go.
Now, we've got Kirby. I guess let me talk this out as you're thinking about it. Or you know, we got Kirby, a Nintendo franchise. You got Captain Commando, Capcom. And then, so we got two pretty good games. Good developers. And then we got a pretty big name in Nickelodeon, but a shitty game, Rocco's Modern Life. A shitty game of Artie Lightfoot. I can't remember who it was that made it at this point. So I don't know what the correlation is, Josh.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm throwing it all out the window. What I'm doing is I'm looking around your office here.
Okay.
Your little thing. And just on the wall behind you.
It's Bristol, baby.
It's Bristol, baby, which I'm thinking is a racing game.
Okay.
But then again, you got a Square Enix.
Okay.
Heaven's Ward.
Yeah, what was that? 14, Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah. Kind of want a original JRPG, which would be really interesting. But then out of nowhere, He-Man hits me.
That is accurate. That is, and one look, you can see NASCAR racing. A Baltimore Oriole.
Yep, the Orioles.
Final Fantasy and a He-Man.
But this is where I'm going to go. I'm calling the game.
Oh, man. You're not just calling a genre.
I'm calling the game.
Hit me with a game, brother.
Because out of my corner, out of my peripheral right here, you got the dinosaur claw.
There it is.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you... Jurassic Park, there is two
There's
SNES
two.
Games. One yep. was like Chaos Theory.
Yep.
I don't know that I've ever played it, but I do own it. But the first Jurassic Park,
is a bitch.
Everybody fucking hates it. Well, I didn't have nothing to do in my life but play this fucking game. There's no save state, and I've got nothing but fond memories because I fucking paused the game, and thank God the power didn't flick. It took me like 3 days I beat this fucking game. I don't even want to know what the fucking speed run is.
Oh, yeah, no. Now, could you remember how to beat it? Are you going to beautiful mind this? Like, you're going to sit down and it's just going to unlock in the brain and you're just going to know how to do everything.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Yes, I'm going to be like, I got to find the whole first one is finding them damn dinosaur eggs. I think you got like 100 fucking eggs or some crazy number you got to find. And I'm going to be very confident. I'm going to be like, I'm damn Alan Grant with my damn little hat going through until I go into that pixelated damn first person view and I turn around and see one of them damn spitters and I go, like, that is what's going to happen. I'm going to scream like a bitch over some fucking damn pixelated goddamn dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So, I guess you've heard it there. I'm hoping Josh is right. And I can only imagine how bad that game is.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
It wasn't great. Nope. It was just, I played it so much. Like, this was four fucking cell phones, Josh. I think I remember going to Walmart where they had a Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to memorize because I'm like, I'm missing eggs. And I'm trying to look at this map and try to figure out what fucking three eggs I'm missing.
See, here's the downfall. You didn't have big brain plays. Whenever, before all that happened, we had the tips and tricks books and all that stuff. Yeah. And Nintendo Powers and all that good stuff. PlayStation magazines. Every time we went to the grocery store, I had a pad of paper.
And cheat codes. Cheat codes is all I was interested in.
Yeah, I'd sit there and have a pad of paper. Yep, we're going to write all that shit down.
I'll tell you, there's not a lot of websites that I remember from the infancy of my internet days, but one of them was Sick Puppy, which I think was the fucking cheat codes. It was like Sick Puppy cheat codes or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I remember playing some damn Grand Theft Auto 3 and being like on dial-up connection trying to figure out how to get a damn code for a tank.
Yeah, how to get the tank in there or get erase the wanted levels.
Yes. But anyways, I will tell you, I know I own the goddamn Jurassic Park fucking the map. Well, I own the damn Nintendo Power with that map. And it'll probably take me 2 weeks to figure out which fucking one it's in. But if you get Jurassic Park, I will pull that Nintendo Power out like it was 1993. And I will just be fucking, no, I will not cross it out.
Oh, no, you're going to take a picture and then cross it out.
I'll have my little stylus over here Xing them out. And these fucking eggs are never going to hatch, bitch. Anyways, so Josh says Jurassic Park. I said sports game, going to be basketball. I guess we'll see you next week.
Let's do it.